So let's come to the body. So we're coming to the body, realizing that we didn't pass away last night. You are still alive. And not just alive, but still having these conditions, which are very difficult to find and very easily lost. And try to appreciate the conditions that are coming together right now, because we take it for granted. But it's very special. An opportunity to develop ourselves, our potential to become enlightened. And not only for our own happiness, but for the happiness, the joy of enlightenment for all living beings. So try to relax the body. And try to bring the body into meditation posture. You can move the body a little bit, your hip, your shoulders, your head. Become fully aware of the body. And sink into this very subtle body awareness. Just imagining the water, soft like water. The body, soft like water. And you just sink into it. And feel that there is space, especially your abdomen area. So maybe you have to bring your trousers a little bit more down, or loose it a little bit. And also see that the body is not too warm. That will make you sleepy. Sing into your body, into this place here, and check that the mind is into acceptance for the moment right now. Is there acceptance for the moment right now? Is there acceptance for yourself, even though some things you don't like about yourself? So the concentration in the body, shake the mind. Maybe you have to bring more concentration in the mind. Maybe the mind is a little bit sleepy. But when there are too many thoughts, when you still cling to your dreams, try to let go of the clinging. Try to relax the mind. And then the most important, that we feel connected with our heart. And it starts with recognizing that there is someone else who simply wants to be happy and not wants to suffer, just like myself. So take some moment to establish this heart connection with the person sitting next to you, with the beings in the world. With the same wish for happiness. And no one wants to suffer. No one wants to have pain. Try to feel this. And try. It's not easy in the beginning. But just try. Try to recognize and to change me in your heart, my happiness, exchange it for all living beings, for all living beings' happiness, and all you are, of course, included. So bring all living beings into your heart, not forgetting about one. all beings within this, the realms, the six realms of existence, including the intimate state beings, those in the Bardo. Try to hold them very dear in your heart. So may this session become very beneficial. May today become very beneficial for the benefit of all living beings. And holding them very dear into my heart. Not forgetting about one. With this motivation, for the benefit of all living beings, by becoming yourself, like a pure Prabhupada guide, just like the Buddha. May you become like a Buddha, for the benefit of all beings. And with this motivation for today, we start our session, and we start at the breath, the movement of the breath within the body. Can you remember? It's the mind that meditates. And to bring it into meditation mode, there are three conditions. Can you remember them? Try to memorize them. So the first condition is concentration point, the breath. The second condition is that you focus 100%, not 50%. And the other 50% going into subtle daydreaming or sinking into dullness or sleepiness. And the last condition is an equanimous state of mind. Equanimous, whatever arises, pleasant or unpleasant. Not going into the grasping mind or the aversion mind. Just as it is. So just try. It's the mind that meditates. Staying at the breath has the quality to relax the body and to relax the mind. But don't let it relax your focus, your concentration. Yes, very good. Sing into the feeling, connected with the breath. Very good. The main thing is to be mindful of these three conditions. You can see when you forget about them, the mind just wanders away. You lose your concentration. It goes into the cycle of hopes and fears, looking for happiness, avoiding suffering, grasping and aversion. Is the body getting tense? Remember, at the base, a relaxed body. But also love for yourself. When the critical mind comes up, you generate love for yourself. May I be happy. Also having acceptance for yourself as you are is love. Before we take a break, maybe generate first love for yourself. May I be happy. Try to feel this in your well-being. May I be happy. And be free from suffering and compassion for yourself. And then relax the body. So when we come back to the body, with the base, a relaxed body, with love for yourself. So the breath relaxes the body and the mind. And now we go to our abdomen, our belly, which brings stability. And again, with these three conditions. And maybe you feel there's some resistance to sinking into your abdomen, into your feeling. What will help you to bring you more into your abdomen is to breathe gently, efforting out. Efforting out. And the in-breath, just receive it, but not breathing more in. Only one time. Try to let go of resistance for sinking into your abdomen. Maybe you find it scary for going into the water. Maybe just touch. Touch with your big toe how it feels. And slowly try to go into the water, into your abdomen, into your belly. And then to relax. Surrender yourself. Be mindful, check your mind, three conditions, and keep going checking these conditions that makes it more grounded, more stable, then a result will come. One time more, breathe everything out. And the in-breath, receive it. Receive it more deeply into your abdomen. Try to sink a little bit more deeper into your abdomen, and it can help when you make your concentration point a little bit smaller. By doing this, you can feel that the feeling can become more intense. To focus on this. by making effort, becomes a contribution. A contribution to the group's energy here becomes support for others. So don't give up. I know that the world needs us with these conditions. Our life can become very beneficial, not only for ourselves, but also for others. To keep practicing with joyful effort. And the world needs us. Because their enlightenment depends on our enlightenment. But in the footsteps of the Buddha, just as we depend on the teachings of the Buddha, for the benefit of all living beings. And slowly we finish this session. But first, with love for ourselves, try to feel it. May I be happy. You know, recognize the person next to you also simply wants to be happy, just like yourself. Everyone here in the group, in Tushita, in the world. So try to recognize this, you know, during the day. Oh, there's someone else, just like myself, who simply wants to be happy, not wants to suffer. Try to make effort in this, when you're not in the session, and even in the session, of course. And when you see somebody, when you see someone just like myself, just wants to be happy and not wants to suffer. And if we dedicate the positive merit, the positive energy, by having done this practice, may become a cause for us to reach enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. To become yourself a proper guide, just like the Buddha, for the benefit of all living beings. Try to feel this. And I always go for the highest motivation and the highest dedication, because it gives fruit, definitely going to give results, bringing together the good conditions. It becomes even a cause and to get reborn in the Pure Land by sending the positive energy in that direction. So the great masses became enlightened. It is pure motivation and a strong dedication. So take your time to finish this session here and to prepare yourself for the next practice, eating food. Thank you. So with the food in front of you, it's not a distraction, but something that supports you. That supports you in this retreat, sorry, course. And then think about the kindness in the food. So many other living beings gave the contribution for this one plate of food, not just the kitchen staff. Those who took care of the food, who were growing the food, who brought the food to Tishita. So many other living beings. And we have food today when others don't have food. Yeah? Today, and maybe even not tomorrow. We created the causes for it to have food right now when others are starving. Yeah? So when you eat the food, see that you don't have the body like this. Because then you're in the grasping mind. Try to hold the body more up. Yeah? There will be less attachment, grasping. Yeah? I will go more into mindful eating. Just now, for now this. Yeah? And also during the day, try to slow down your body activities. But also your mind activities. Yeah? Also your questions that come up. Try to slow them down. Try to think more into your body. Yeah? Because the questions will not stop. Don't feed them. Yeah? Just let go. Yeah? Is there something to contemplate? Then okay, bring it down into your heart and contemplate. Yeah? Yeah. Let's work with this. Yeah.